because I'm sure people didn't hear it. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show on 100.2 FM, 95.1 FM, Freeview 277, and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Sirkin.
Yeah, I got a little cold sore.
I don't want to know about your herpes.
I know, a little cold sore, which, you know, after the AstraZeneca, I had a real struggle with them. I was getting five or six at a time. So I've got on it my own potion. I've got Manuka...
She's a witch.
Manuka honey.
She's a witch.
With some...
I have new...
With some...
Wing of bat.
Some sort of coconut
bit of cobweb.
Oil. some sort of coconut refractionated oil or something, and then some doTERRA oils. doTERRA essential
What's
oils.
What's that then?
It's a brand.
Okay. It's not the oil of a doTERRA then.
No. And okay. You sound like some sort of pterodactyl, isn't it?
doTERRA. Yeah.
So I've got something called On Guard, which has got a mix, which is for preventing stuff.
Right.
And then I've got I think it was lavender, and there was a whole mix. And a tea tree, of course. So I'm dabbing it on. I've got a little supply in my bathroom cabinet, Paul Andrews, of lolly sticks.
Any particular reason?
You look like Jack Nicholson then.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favourite films that he was in. Any particular?
Which one was that?
It was
with Diane Keaton.
Something's Got to Give. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I absolutely love it.
That, yeah.
And you know, Keanu Reeves, very handsome, of course, in that. And he goes, how are you? Keanu Reeves says to Diane Keaton after the heart attack incident, and she goes, fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. And Keanu goes, one more fine, and I won't believe you. I love it. I didn't see anything. It was just you.
Yeah. Are you going to do the whole film?
What's all this with all the hats and things? You don't see me going around with all the hats looking all kooky. Really my favourite film. In fact, I watch it probably twice a year.
Oh, blimey.
Where was I? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You were some weird oil you were putting on your cobweb poultice or something.
Well, in my bathroom, I have a supply of wooden little lolly sticks.
Right, why?
Keely might know about this. Because one doesn't want to dab one's hand. I've got little pots that I make that I save pots.
But doesn't the chocolate and the vanilla run into whatever you're dabbing it in?
You know, I'm on a sugar-free protocol.
Exactly. That's why... Yeah. All your lolly sticks are in the bathroom, presumably.
They're all redundant. So they're all clean lolly sticks. And then what I do is I give it a little stir.
Do you wash them after you've had a lolly? Is that what you do?
No.
Or do you go around picking them up?
No, I actually buy them from George's Mini Mart, which is an independent shop in the high street of Whitstable.
Blimey.
Do support them.
And they sell
them.
Lolly sticks without the lollies on.
So I can't be the
are
only...
Are they popular?
They are. I can't be the only one.
Diet lollies.
Yeah, that's great. Isn't it? Just look at it.
Just a stick.
Wishful thinking. Have a lick.
Yeah. You can eat as many of these as you like and it won't hurt your diet.
But it might hurt your teeth.
Yeah, a pound each.
No trees were harmed in
this. What flavour do you want?
Wood flavour. Pine. But anyway, so I have recycled pots. So like, for example, I've got an eye cream that I use. Keely, you'll know about this. And then when I finished it, I wash it out and I reuse them all. And I get very excited. I get a glass dropper bottle. Very excited. So I was saying with my son Shay, with his dry skin, I made him up a little potion. And I said, please.
I told you, she's a witch. She is. If this was 300 years ago, mate, she'd be on a ducking stall by now.
Burnt at the stake.
Yeah.
And my nose keeps getting longer. It's really awful.
I know where we were. You started telling us about herpes.
Yeah.
Your cold sores.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I hadn't had any for years. I had them as a kid.
What's that stuff they put on it?
Zovirax.
Yeah.
But I don't like that because typical farmer, it's bright white. So you put it on and, you know, as a woman, I like to wear lipstick. You put it on.
Can't you have white lipstick?
Right.
You'd look like Al Jolson, wouldn't you?
I was about to say, it'd be like the Black and White Minstrels. Mammy. Or you'd look odd anyway. No, I don't wear white lipstick. But I love lipstick. I don't feel put together unless I wear it. So the Manuka honey in the little pot goes to the bottom because it's so heavy and it's a really good brand. It's one my mum buys.
Isn't that really expensive honey?
Yeah, it is. My mum buys it and supplies
me. And you stick it all over your lips?
Well, only a little bit, because it's gold.
Do you lick it off?
I have been on the journey here.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah. I mean, I have to talk about the journey here, Keely. I don't know about your journey here, but you know we talk about the motorways and the speed limits, and you'll be telling us.
Don't go there.
You'll be regaling us in a minute. But coming from Whitstable, of course, the whole of the Thanet Way, the A, was it 291? I don't know what it is, but Thanet Way, I call it, as you come towards Dargate. On my side, going towards Faversham, is now 40 miles an hour, with no roadworks and speed cameras, police check, and it's been 50 miles an hour for ages with nothing doing. Mm. Now it's 40, and I'm thinking, right, I've allowed an hour for my journey, but it's actually going to take me longer. And it's been like that for a while, and then they've got cones along the side. And you know the slip road? I mean, if you're not local, you won't know.
Are we on the M2 here or the M20?
The Thanet Way.
M2, yeah.
Yeah, towards Faversham.
Yeah, yeah, M2. So
that, yeah. But it's 40 miles, and then there's a little slip road as you're going off towards Ashford. And they've got cones, orange cones. So as you drive, it actually looks like quite dangerous. It looks like the road's closed until you get right close to it.
Yeah.
So it's very dangerous. And they've been like that for months.
I'll tell you one of the things I've noticed as well, driving around Kent Country Lanes. You quite often come across signs that say road closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not.
And it's not.
Yeah.
Or the sign is put there and it's some road 2 miles up the road where you can't turn right into it.
Yeah.
And that's really annoying because you don't know, you know, what the best way to go is.
Exactly. Well, this happened to me last week, I think, coming home from you, from the business bunker. I was a road closed, sort of after Eastwell Manor, around there somewhere. It said road closed.
Right.
And that had happened on my way into Ashford on the way, taking my mum Ruth to A&E. It was I had to go back to Canterbury when I went to A&E with my mum.
Right.
All the way back to Canterbury from Faversham and Ashford, because the road was closed, and then go through, what's it called, Wincheap.
Yep.
That way.
Yeah, yeah.
Past sort of Chilham. But it was a big detour, and it took me another half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And bearing in mind we had an appointment, which of course they didn't adhere to. It was 9:40, but then she said, well, you didn't need to get here till at least 11:40 even. I said, thanks for that. But when I went home from the business bunker after you'd regaled me with lovely, business bunker, and looked after me so beautifully, I saw the road closed sign going back past Eastwell Manor. And I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to try. Because like you say, so often, it's like cry wolf, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So I trundled down with a few other vans. One other car turned round. I thought, oh, God, you know, I'm going to have to turn round. But then they were literally just packing up, putting their orange witch's hats into a van. There was no sign of any digging.
Yeah.
What they've been doing, I don't know. Eating apples, sitting in a deck chair, having a, you know, can of lager. I don't know. But there was one van that had been there for 2 days with a load of orange hats and nothing, de nada. So I trundled through looking very smug.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all, you take your life in your hands with those things, though, don't you? Because you just don't know. And then you, for me, I end up right down a very narrow lane, and then you can't go any further, and there's nowhere to turn round, and you have to back. And then
and
somebody's
an
coming.
Doing a 3-point turn into a ditch.
And there's somebody coming behind you going, oh,
there's nothing worse. It's a bit like Ashford Hospital trying to park.
But the markings, both the road closed signs and the diversion signs are abysmal. They really are abysmal in terms of telling you what's going on.
But I'm kind of thinking now that there's so many roads closed. Also, going from Whitstable to Canterbury, the road was closed along Blean. What that's doing to the businesses there, there's a vets and there's quite a few businesses and like a big garden centre, Meadow Grange. And then coming back from Canterbury, because I took Ruth, my mum, to acupuncture. Brilliant place there, Stour Street. Of course, you can't park there anymore in, what's it, Rosemary Lane.
Yep.
And my mum can't walk.
Yep.
So I had to go down that narrow Stour Street and put my hazards on and let her hobble out to the acupuncturist and then reverse.
Where's the acupuncturist then? Next to Fruit Works?
Very near, yeah.
Where is it then? I can't remember where it is.
As you look at Fruit Works.
Yeah.
It's back towards Rosemary Lane, and they've got dingly dangly hang outside, opposite the hearing centre.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I know what you mean.
So that's Pippa and Dominic, they're amazing acupuncturists, and Dominic also does Chinese herbs. They're really good, and they've really helped me with my AstraZeneca injury and my mum. So, but for the elderly, if you can't park, because I wanted to park in Rosemary Lane in the old days.
Yeah.
which is now just growing weeds.
Yep, absolutely.
Why don't they just use it until they sell it?
I've had this argument with the council for over 2 years now. They've got it up for sale, and they said, we need to sell it because we're running short of money. I mean, but you were taking £300,000 a year just to own a piece of tarmac.
Yeah.
Why don't you open it as a car park until you sell it?
Yeah.
No, well, nobody will buy it if it's a car park. Well, nobody's buying it anyway. It's just bonkers. It's deliberate. It's got nothing to do with selling the car park. It's because they were trying to restrict the parking. That's all it was. They want you to park in Castle Road, Melty Slurry, which is horrible.
Well, I hate that, and it all smells of wee, be said, as you come down the stairs. We don't have a mute button anymore, so we just cough now. Yeah,
The old council, because the council's changed complexity, the old council in Canterbury...
Complexity is a good word for council changing.
Yeah.
I like that.
The old council, we had an online spat, didn't we, with the council leader about car parking and car parking charges.
Yeah.
And the thing was, I was moaning about Rosemary Lane, and he said, well, why don't you park in Castle Row multi-storey? And I went, because it's dangerous, it's a dump, and it smells.
Yeah, have we?
And he said, no, we've cleared it all up, it's all well lit and everything. It just so happened I had to go to Canterbury the next day, so I thought, okay. I got there, and it was closed. So I went online, and I went, thanks for that, Ben. I went to Castle Row. It's closed. Yeah, sorry about that, mate. Yeah, we had to close it. It smelled a wee.
It is. I kind of wonder now why everything is so difficult. And, you know, it's not just us. It's for young people and everything.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you and me, Paul Andrews.
We're not young.
Well, no, exactly. This is what I was thinking. As we approach, you know, we're getting...
Our dotage.
Well, I was saying to Rebecca Nutt, I saw Rebecca yesterday.
Yeah.
And she's coming up to her 50th. She won't mind me saying that because looks amazing. And, you know, I'm planning what I'm going to do with her for her 50th. She's my bestie.
Yeah.
And also my drinking partner. Yeah. And I'm on a protocol where I'm not drinking at the moment, so that's very difficult.
See, Amanda's 50 shortly. Yeah. Sorry, Amanda, if you're listening.
But she looks fabulous.
Yeah, in a couple of years. But she's gearing up for it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it takes a run up to get there.
Exactly. Get it in there.
Yeah.
So long story short, I was thinking on the way here, you know how they're talking about elderly being stuck using beds it's time, Paul, that you and I invested in, buying a really nice old people's home. That we could live in as well, of course. But one that's holistically run. No farmer.
Holistically run.
Farmer, which is potions, as you would call them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, but really nice, holistic, nice garden.
Play bingo?
Yeah, we could play bingo.
And do we do all the old songs like, it's a long way to Tipperary and all that?
But not in that accent, because it's actually an Irish song.
Oh, I thought it was the First World War song.
To be sure, isn't it? Tipperary.
Well, Tipperary's in Ireland, but...
Isn't it an Irish song, then?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so it's an English song?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
It was a British song, wasn't it, from the First World War?
If you do Knees Up Mother Brown, I'd get it. Yeah. Cockney accent, that'd be fine. But anyway, holistic and that, and really, I don't know, something different, because as far as
what would you do different in an old people's home?
I would make it more comforting and a lot of holistic therapies. None of this, you know, put steroid cream on. My mother, Ruth, who's 93 and amazing, has not been treated well by the NHS, and she is on no medication at all, apart from thyroid, which she's been on since 38. Levothyroxine.
1938, or since she was 38.
Since she was 38.
Right.
But she doesn't take any, and they want her on everything. Beta blockers, blood pressure pills. No, she doesn't take any of them.
I want to know what this fictitious old people's home that you and I are going to live in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing something by the sea, of course. Birchington.
Yeah.
Folkestone. A big old house with big gardens.
Yeah.
And Keely can come and do some workouts.
Isn't there an old people's home on the island that's just closed recently?
Oh dear, this is a bone of convention, Keely, isn't it?
It was shut down pretty much within 24 hours, though. It was given notice on it.
So this is Keely Woolley.
Everybody was just sent away to another location. Some people say 60 miles away from it, so they're not got
from
any
their family.
They're all on their own.
Yeah.
And what are they going to turn it into?
They're actually doing it up and spending millions, I might add, on, I don't know the specifics of what they're turning it into, but it certainly isn't going to be.
It's going to be, as I read, for people that are coming over on boats.
Asylum seekers, yeah.
That's the word. And they're 16 to 20 year olds.
Yeah, that's right.
What I read.
Yeah,
and there's an outrage because, people are worried that live nearby about who they're going to apparently have one social worker per person, right. Which seems.
Anyway, I want to get back to what.
Did you know that?
No. I just knew that there was a home that was being closed, and
yeah,
and everywhere on the Isle of Sheppey is close to the sea. So it was fulfilling some of your criteria. I don't want to get into that, but I want to know what you want to see when I put you in an old people's home. What do you want?
I want good food, not mushy stuff. I want a garden where they grow their own veg, farm to plate as much as possible. As I said, essential oils, massages, acupuncture, singing,
Chippendales,
yoga.
Chippendales every Saturday night. Yeah.
And you can have even sitting yoga, can't you, in chairs for people that are in wheelchairs. But just vibrancy, because not everyone that's old is, you know, they've all been amazing people and still are. I mean, my mum still walks from Tankerton, if you know it, into Whitstable. She's 93, as I said. And walks back, lugging her shopping. She is amazing. And
There's no doubt that
we're
generation
all gonna be
is quite hardy. But, I mean, that's a generation that's slipping away now.
Saying is we are all going to be old. So now young people need to be helping older people or elders. And we need to start investing in, you know, not throwing all this money at the NHS, which is just burning money, because they give you, when I go to the NHS, they give you.
Is she renting? She's renting now, isn't she?
But they give you all this free stuff, like, you know, that you could buy, you know, people can buy it.
Anyway, you keep getting sidetracked by this.
Because I'm Gemini.
No, yeah, we're two-faced. We know that, yeah. So far, all you've told me you want in an old people's home is organic food and a bit of a massage from a hunky bloke. So, I mean,
I have given you a whole holistic picture.
Right.
And Keely is nodding that she's going to come do workshops. What we need is a crowd fund, don't we, to buy a premises?
Yeah. You could do that.
Because I think if we don't start investing, seriously, we're coming out. I don't want to be stuck in an old people's home with, I've been in them. You remember my new husband's, we used to live next door to one in Westcliff.
Yeah.
And my new husband rescued a load of elderly with his driver. He had a driver at the time that used to take him to Bloomberg, because it was before, he had to be in the studio before the trains ran. So he had a chauffeur. And I was lying in bed at 4:30 in the morning and say, bye, darling. Off you go. Quick. Let's go back to sleep. Go away. And the driver's outside. A new husband goes off in his suit looking all gorgeous. And the next minute we had sash windows. I said, I can smell smoke. And of course, being a man, he couldn't smell anything. And I said, no, I can really smell smoke. And then the next minute, the building next door was on fire. There were flames coming out. So the staff were doing nothing. They were leaving everybody in, and their fire protocol was to ignore it, basically. So new husband and driver ran in and were lifting elderly out of the beds, which you were not allowed to do because of health and safety. And one of the ladies had no legs, so it was really awful for new husband. Like, he had a shock and he had to get her in a wheelchair. And, you know, she was slipping down. She had no legs. But they got five or six elderly out and called the fire brigade. Staff hadn't done it. And it was a cigarette in a paper bin.
Right.
No, and my point is that a bit like vets that we're discovering now, 60% of vets are owned by conglomerates.
Corporates. Yeah.
And I think it's the same with nursing homes. You see the same nursing homes owned and they're by corporates, and it's very money. And I would like to see something that's a bit more touchy-feely and heavenly and gorgeous.
Talking of vets, we've got Adrian Kearney coming on in a couple of weeks' time.
I love him.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring Darcy in to see him.
No.
She's very quiet. You've seen how quiet she is. No. Darcy Greyhound.
Right. Yeah. We didn't introduce Keely
Woolley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did actually, because I, at the beginning when you were looking at your controls, I mentioned.
Well, Keely's from Metamorph for Success, and we're going to be talking to Keely in depth in the second half of the show, but she is joining in. The reason that I tell you about Keely is that I've got some cheesy tunage in homage that I'm going to play.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. This wasn't an easy thing to pick. This wasn't. So I went with this.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's Dusty Springfield with Mills of Your Mind.
Yeah. See what she did there? Wheels of Your Mind.
Like windmills of Your Mind.
Oh, yeah, Dusty Springfield, what a voice. Smoky.
Like a clock whose hands are sweeping as the minutes of its space, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. A tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore. And drumming just the fingers of your hand. Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of his hair. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning wheel, as the images unwind. Like the circles that you find.
The windmills of your mind, Dusty Springfield.
She has such a beautiful smoky voice, doesn't she?
That was cheesy tunage in homage to Keely, and it was incredibly cheesy, I have to say.
Because she lives in a windmill, apparently, and
she doesn't mind. Yeah. Keely, and she's going to tell us about this in the second half of the show. She's very involved in, the mental aspects of how people control themselves. So that's where I was coming from with that. I did try caterpillar and butterfly for metamorphosis, but there was, there wasn't a lot of tracks about that for some reason. But anyway, that's for you, Kelly.
Dragonfly, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, of course you've got your Dragonfly logo, haven't you?
Yeah, it's didn't all think Dragonfly. Of
that.
Yeah.
But is there a track about dragonflies?
Actually, there is.
Is there?
Yes, there is.
Next time I'll dig that out and we'll play that.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work because you're not listening, but quite a few people are trying to listen to us on the wrong station.
Very tardy of them.
It's been
2 weeks.
Yeah, we're on Biz Radio or Syncports Radio online, or if you tune your wireless into 100.2 FM or 95.1 FM, if you live in the Weald of Kent, Romney Marsh or East Sussex.
Sarah Marsh Collins is obviously got half marathon fatigue. I don't know if you saw her.
Yeah, she did. I was going to mention that because she tweeted earlier. She did an amazing job running the London Half Marathon. Yeah,
she did. And well done, Sarah. And I saw a lovely picture of you coming. And she says, exclamation, I forgot I was on the old link. Sorry, blame it on half marathon. Then she says, I said, you missed a good old rant. She says, I'll go back and listen at the end of the show, which is what a lot of people do. They listen again, which is what we like.
I've been printing off some listen again because I don't know the live listener numbers because there's no way of telling. But I was printing off some of the listen again stuff, and we had 2,500 listen agains last week.
Yeah, it is a nice way to do it. You know what we do? New husband and I,
I don't want to know. Thank you.
We put it on when we're having dinner of a Tuesday night to listen. But it doesn't work like that because we haven't seen each other all day and we start chatting. We've been together 30 years, you know. But we start chatting and then I get annoyed and go, I just want to listen to this guest, you know.
So, what would you say? I'm talking.
I'm talking. So we've decided not to do it around dinner time. So then we put it in the kitchen. We balance Paul Andrews on the windowsill. And we do
on what device is this? Am I balanced?
Well, I normally have it playing through. I've got a creature.
You've got a what?
A creature, we call it. I don't know what it is. It's a really nice glass thing.
No. I didn't ask you what you were leaning it against.
Oh.
I asked you what you were playing it through.
Yeah, a creature. It's a glass thing.
Does your glass creature pick up me on the radio?
Through my phone.
Thank you, your phone. It was on your phone.
My phone. Yeah.
Rather than Alexa, which you can't make work.
And we can get it through the, what have I got? That other thing that's really lovely. I always forget the name. I'm so batty lately. I've got a lovely thing on the wall that's white and
wallpaper?
It's posh. No, colourful wallpaper. Saving up for windows. You've got the back done. Right. And now I realise I hate bloody new, sorry, I can't swear, new windows. I hate plastic windows. I absolutely hate them.
Why didn't you get wooden ones?
I just thought they'd be too expensive.
No, they're much better. I know. They last longer as well.
I hate these plastic ones. I think they're ghastly. They look ghastly. Why are you looking at your watch?
Because I've got us on my watch. Look.
Oh.
Syncport Radio on my watch.
Yes. I'd like to know, just to ask you again, as we're being catty, apparently you're being catty with me today.
Yeah.
Where is the jingle with Jules Serkin still wiped? This is a long, ongoing sort of quarrel that we've been having.
No, it's not. I have never had a jingle on the Bunker Show that recognised Jules as being the co-host.
16 years,
and I never got round to doing it. Yeah,
doesn't even know my name, or who I am, even.
Whoever she is, she just wanders in here on a Tuesday
and has a coffee
and plonks herself down and starts going on about her health problems.
I only come in for the biscuits.
Yeah. Anyway, she started admonishing me because she said, well, there was a jingle that had my name on it. And I searched all over the database. I looked in all my history files. I couldn't find it. I suddenly twigged where it was. Syncport Radio had made their own jingle and they included you, but I haven't got a copy of it. So
they've got manners.
Yeah. So I've written to them and asked if I could pretty please have a copy
you
of it.
You wrote to them. How quaint. Yes. With a quill.
I wrote a letter and I put a penny black on it. So they should receive the letter in about 6 months.
Did you go by penny farthing to deliver it?
And then they reply going, sorry, what did you want? And then I'll go, I wanted your jingle. So in about 2 years, you'll have it.
It sounds...
by which time we would have moved into our old people's home because I'll be 71 and you'll be 70.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hang on. You're not just a year older than me.
And I'm not?
No.
Are you sure?
You're 2 years older, aren't you?
Blimey.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, I don't know.
How's your walking going anyway for your BP?
I walked to work today.
He lives next door. It's ridiculous. You know, on my journey last week home, sat nav still, I'm still not really, I mean, I know to go to your house, but I'd like to, you know the way really. I just go. And it took me all through villages. Through Pluckley and everything, all the way. I've got my little sports car.
I have told you a million times not to follow your sat-nav to get here. You don't need to do that. It's taking you all over the place. It's really, really simple. You come down the M2A2 to the Faversham-Ashford turn-off. You turn left into Ashford.
Go to Drover's roundabout.
No. First of all, you come past Eastwell Manor.
Yeah.
And then over the crossroads and all the way down past Eastwell Manor.
And then you turn right.
And then you turn right through Eureka Park.
I do that. Yeah. And I shout Eureka every time I get there.
Yeah. And then all you need to do is get on the second roundabout and turn right. And that comes all the way through to Tenterton and here.
That's what I do.
Right. So where did you get through Pluckley?
On the way home, I thought I'll let it take me home, meander. And it was going through, which is lovely. I wish I had the new husband or someone with me, because there's all these lovely pubs you could stop at.
You were playing, what's his face, and Take Me Home Country Roads.
Take me home, John Denver.
Yeah, John Denver. Yeah. You had John Denver syndrome.
Yeah.
She had John Denver syndrome. Yeah.
But it's not good in a little sports car, because if you meet a tractor and then,
why you need to stay on the main road. I know what you're like.
But
it's dangerous.
It is scenic. It's scenic. Should we read some tweets?
Oh, we might as well. I'm going to read one.
Wayne Cannington is also...
Hello, Wayne.
He's also on Wrong Link.
Yeah.
He says, I've been listening to music for the last 20 minutes. You say something while I tell him.
Okay.
So it's 3ws.bizradio.co.uk if you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah,
except if you're listening, you're on it.
Yeah, yeah. Or Cinqport Radio. Yeah. You can do either.
Or Cinqport.
Cinqport Radio, yeah. Michael Park Surveyors, we would love a Business Bunker shout-out. Thank you, Paul and Jules. Well, you're more than welcome to a Business Bunker shout-out. Michael Park's Commercial Surveyors, based in Medway, covering the southeast of England. Give them a follow on Twitter. Their Twitter handle is @MPSL. Okay.
And Sarah Marsh Collings has found us. And she says, oh, I'm here. What a pickle. Sorry, guys. And now she's saying she's going to buy the wine. What's that about? Let's have a look.
I don't know. Well, she also...
Oh, yeah. I said tardy. And she said, I'll buy the wine. Yes.
She also tweeted, I'll be listening to the Business Bunker show. Should just about be home from the London Half Marathon adventure. So, Sarah did the London Landmarks Half Marathon at the weekend, and I think she did it. Sarah, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong. I think she was collecting money for a charity, but I can't remember which one. But I'm sure
RSPCA, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, I think I saw a picture of a monkey that she had as well.
Well, no, that's a corporate thing, isn't it?
Babel monkey.
Babel monkey.
What she did there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her very, very well done.
Oh, she might have been collecting money for monkeys.
She may have been.
She may have had a monkey.
Yeah, that's why.
Look, for the monkeys. Somebody got that, and it wasn't you.
No.
A monkey.
Yeah.
500 quid.
Oh yeah, 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the reason I didn't get it is because I'm going back past lots of tweets, and Sarah Marsh Collins, 24 minutes, says, "Chew, I'm loving a bit of Jumping Jack Flash, listening to the bunker while I'm packing." Of course, she wasn't listening to the bunker at all.
She was listening to the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, yeah. Music.
Yeah. Crouch House Candle Company. We would love a big Business Bunker shout out, please, for Neil Webb and Jules Serkin. Today we are making rhubarb and strawberry.
Ooh.
Also English pear and vanilla scented candles in Edenbridge.
Ooh.
All of our candles have crackling wood wicks. They sound so relaxing. Have a great show.
You sometimes get on my wick.
I get on my, you get on, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I've got one of Crouch House candles, but I'm not, you know what my hearing's like. I'm not entirely sure what a crackling wood wick sounds like.
No, I only know the Neil Diamond song, Crackling Rose.
Yeah.
Wick. Which is...
You get on my wick, I tell you that.
Yeah, well, you get on mine.
Sarah's just said about Crouch House candles. She said they sound like they smell amazing.
doesn't work. Now, Wayne Cunnington's chipping in. He says, if you click live on the website, it now takes you direct, whereas I just refresh the old page link. but good to get here finally though. So welcome, Wayne, and I hope you're well. I need to have a catch up with you, Wayne, and see how you're doing with your AstraZeneca injuries, but I hope you're well. It's good to have you listening.
Chips and Dinks have been on.
Yeah, what are they? Are they doing damp proofing or whatever they do?
Well, Bev says, have a great show, Business Monker, racing against the clock to get everything done to be able to listen live today. So they sent that a little while ago. And there's a fantastic gif of a cat pushing a pram saying, can't talk now, got stuff to do.
I love gifs and gifs. Yeah, I'm just looking at the candle as well. Relaxing woodwicks. I see what they did. It's beautiful. The Good Shed. So Susanna, who owns, you know, the Good Shed, Keely?
Remind me.
In Canterbury. It's, by the train station. Well, is it East Kent or
West Kent?
West Kent. Well, we could meet
West,
there. Yeah. There you are. Cause it's absolutely amazing. So my friend Susanna runs it, and it's, the butcher is nose to tail. Everything is within a 7 mile radius of local farms, mostly unsprayed, and organic veg. A restaurant, little bread, lovely bread, Docker's bread, oh, to die for. Anyway, so she has been telling me about cold sores, and she said that lemon balm is very good, and lemon verbena and Melissa, all the same, she believes. So yeah, I haven't got Melissa, and I have to save up and get some because they're not cheap, but, yeah, that's good. I'm going through the Twitters. We have, some networking I need to tell you about. So we've got Marsh Network, which is East Sussex networking. It's at Pet Village Hall, and the group is designed to enable businesses, social enterprises, charities and community groups in the East Sussex and Kent area to meet through regular face-to-face networking and other events. And all are welcome with no restrictions on attendance and booking. You can book in advance. It's £9, part of which goes to charity. Group members will make new contacts, develop collaboration and business relationships, seek and receive support from others and grow their business or organisation. So you can go to www.marshnetwork.co.uk. This next one at Pet Village Hall in East Sussex is the 7th of May, and it's at 10:30 in the morning until 12 noon. So yeah, have a look at marshnetwork.co.uk and spread your wings, your networking wings.
While we're talking about networking, Sheppey Business Network has a network meeting on the 24th of April at 5 PM. Is it 24th? I can't, yeah.
28th.
Oh, it could be the 28th. Keely will check it out for me and I'll give you the correct date in a moment. It's the Sheppey Business Network, 5 PM at Island Works in Sheerness, and the keynote speaker will be one Keely Woolley. And we're looking forward to that.
And I owe you an apology. It is the 24th.
It is the 24th. Yeah. Yes. What, is that a Wednesday?
Yes, that is.
Yeah, Wednesday the 24th, 5 PM. We still have some free beer and wine left from the last one. So we'll be finishing that off. So first come, first serve, get a free beer or a free glass of wine, and some nibbles. 5 PM at the Island Works at the Dockyard Church in Sheerness, on the 24th of April.
I would just go for the free wine and.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Can you put your Twitter handle in there? I can't look it up. Thank you. Leeds Castle concert is thrilled to announce that the sensational Alicia Paul Moses.
Oh, she's like a tribute, no, Whitney Houston kind of tribute.
Really?
Actress, isn't she? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, of course you've got friends in high places, so you'll probably get tickets, right?
Yeah.
Leeds Castle concert. So the sensational Alicia Paul Moses, and she's set to headline the highly anticipated Leeds Castle concert this year. And it'll take place on Saturday the 13th of July, and it's amidst. See, it's Elizabethan.
In the middle of.
Yeah. In the middle, amongst.
Yeah.
It's an even breathtaking backdrop of Leeds Castle.
Is it amidst the backdrop of Leeds Castle?
Ah, is it? It is. Yes, backdrop of Leeds Castle. I love a heckle, don't you? Yeah, when you're trying to read, don't you love a heckle? One of the most iconic historic sites in the United Kingdom. Alicia Paul Moses, acclaimed for her electrifying performances and powerhouse vocals, has carved her name in the music industry with her unparalleled talent and magnetic stage presence. And she's also renowned for her roles in West End musicals. So she's been in The Prince of Egypt, Whitney, Queen of the Night, and Tina, the Tina Turner musical. I'd love to see that. And she continues to captivate audiences worldwide with her exceptional voice and charismatic performances. So they've also got the incomparable Lara Martins. And Lara holds the record for being the longest running Carlotta in the storied history of the Phantom of the Opera. She's just returned, been performing in Dubai. And this will be Alicia's and Lara's first appearance at the Leeds Castle. And then guess what else they've got there? You know what else they've got.
Go on, what else
they've got? They've got the Royal Philharmonic
the Royal Orchestra. Philharmonic Orchestra.
Royal Phil, I call them. It's much easier.
Yeah. Roy and Phil are there,
yeah,
are they?
Roy and Phil, yeah. Cool. Yeah. You hum it, I'll sing it.
Yeah.
So they'll be there, because they're there every year, aren't they? They're acclaimed. Residency almost.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to have a touch of ABBA mania as well. So that'll be the 50th anniversary of ABBA's Eurovision win. And the audience is invited to dust off their 1970s mod dresses and flares and come dressed ready for an afternoon of sunshine, boogie and moonlit fireworks.
Hey, I told you it'd come round. I told you to stay in it and it will come round, and it did.
What?
70s gear that you got
on. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you. It all comes around.
She has a penchant for loons.
I love loons. You're too young to know what loons are.
Yeah,
see, she's too young.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, loons. I had my first pair. They were flares, as you call them, but they were
really big ones.
But low on the waist, because we were skinny in those days. Even he was skinny. Yeah. And I had a bright purple pair, and I also had a green, like a bottle green pair. And I bought, actually, when I was 15, with my first salary, after school, I worked at Tesco as a shelf filler. As you do. I think I might have been 14 even, or 15. I went to Miss Selfridge with my money, and I bought a purple maxi coat, which I think was a midi coat, but it was a maxi. And my mother absolutely freaked when I went home with it. Bright purple with little buttons all the way down. And I absolutely loved it. My mum still talks about it. Yeah, so loons were.
It was loons, and a pair with a really nice pair of 4-inch platforms.
Yeah, bright, preferably bright red.
Yeah,
think Noddy Holder, Jimmy Lee from Slade.
Yeah,
and then of course Oxford bags.
Yeah.
Well, I had a blue and white check pair of Oxford bags, so they were straight all the way down with turn ups. You probably remember them. Going by her face.
No. You're still 20 years beforehand.
Well, this is the other thing.
That big.
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing. See, so I'm wearing tight leggings, and the kids came for Easter. Yes, you're right on trend.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the kids came and said, "Mom," you know, I said, "Oh, I've got into a size 14 again. It's on my protocol. I've done really well." And they go, "Mom, you know that wide leg trousers are in." So what did Mum do? Mum trotted off and bought a pair of wide leg cut off short crops in pale pink. And they look absolutely hideous. They do nothing for me. I just look like a great big sort of oblong in them. A pink oblong.
Oblomange.
Yeah. You know, because they're just there.
Yeah.
And then they stop about there. And I just know the new husband, when he sees them, go, "Darling, they do nothing for you." Fashion doesn't always work. I mean, maybe
you have to dress for yourself, not for fashion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is that they know that you've got all your clothes by the time you're 60 odd. I've got everything I need. I don't need anything else. So they have to invent a new fashion. So you look really old fashioned.
I'm working my way back through my wardrobe now.
Yeah. What size though?
I'm going down again. I'm back to.
I just did. I've been on a spring clean, Keely, because it's that time of year, isn't it? It's when women go through their cupboards. And, you know, when my thyroid wasn't treated, I was a size 20 and I was 16 stone six. At the moment, I'm 12'4" and I'm a size 14. So that's pretty mega. And that's thanks to the NHS 25 years on Levo that didn't work. So I was a bit fat and very sluggish, because if your thyroid isn't working, you know. So I sorted that out myself, and I've decided to go through I've got a large bedroom, and the new husband doesn't come into the wardrobes at all. He's got his own bit, I made sure, and his own bathroom, made sure about that. And actually my cleaning boys were there on Monday. I'm still hanging on to them.
Are you?
£20 an hour. And they said, Jules, you keep your bathroom nice, don't you, Jules? And I said, because I use a little thing. Every time I shower, I use a little squeegee thing.
Squeegee, yeah.
And he goes, oh, I don't know what Gavin does in his bathroom. He said, there's hairs all on the ceiling. And, and I said, because I've seen him in the shower, he's like, the Swedish chef. He's got all his brushes and he's flying everywhere. So that's why he has his own bathroom. But long story short, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, spring clean. So I've taken everything out. Absolutely everything out of the wardrobes, clean them, little bits of dust in the corner. And I haven't done that, I'm ashamed to say, for 12 years. I haven't cleared it out properly. So I've done it all, eucalyptus oil, bit of lavender, put some lavender things in, homemade, of course. And I've done 3 big bin bags of clothes that are really nice, like Monsoon, Next, you know, for the Greyhound Festival in August.
Oh, okay, right.
So they're going to put up a rail of Jules Serkin's has-beens.
Right, okay.
For charity. And so, yeah, I'm going to drive them round next Monday. Do you know what I'm doing next Monday?
I haven't got a clue. Do you know what you're doing next Monday?
Well, you know Julia that's been on the show, Hayes. So she is amazing. Her and Steve, her husband, rescue greyhounds.
Is this Greyfest next Monday? Is that it?
No, Greyfest is in August. It's the 2nd and 3rd at the Mount Ephraim. Mm-hmm. Do come. And you can have a stall there as well. And I can.
That's Mount Ephraim in Faversham.
Yeah.
Not Mount Ephraim in Tunbridge Wells.
No, don't go to that one. So it's the 2nd and 3rd. There's camping available and there's accommodation available. You can stay the whole weekend as food and the stalls. Lovely, lovely stalls last year. So, apart from my clothes, there'll be lovely things and music. And so Julia said, so she rescues these greyhounds that could not be homed with anybody else. They've got, you know, very traumatic pasts. And some of them have got cancer and, you know, they're ill or their paws are bad. And she takes them to acupuncture, doggy acupuncture. She uses herbs. She's amazing. And Steve. And they said, obviously, they've got 6 dogs that they can't leave. And they've been really good with my Darcy and very helpful with her. So they were going to a funeral next week and Julia said, I can't go because of the dogs. And I said, well, I'll look after them. So next Monday, I've volunteered. I'll be there with Darcy and 5 greyhounds. Not sure what to do with them all. And one of them is a galgo. Do you know about galgos? So they are the Spanish hunting dogs that get very badly treated at the end of their usefulness. And, you know, they sometimes get strung up and killed and all sorts. So, she goes and rescues those as well. So she's bringing over Avery, who's a female, and I shall meet Avery as well. Paul's not really a dog person, but I thought I'd tell you, I'll be with 6, I'll send you a picture next week, 6 greyhounds I'll be with, plus Darcy, babysitting.
Right.
Do you want to come for a coffee and meet me there?
No.
You'd love it.
I've got a tweet from Martin Reeves.
Oh, yeah, and the Vandellas?
Or? Yeah, he says, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin. I've been listening live online to the Business Bunker, but this week there's no link to tweet the link, so I've nipped off listening live to tweet you. But this week there's no link to tweet the link. I don't understand. Sorry, Martin, I don't understand.
Well, yeah, because you can just copy it, can't you? Like, I've just done it.
I'm not sure what he's saying.
Well, if he's got my finger.
No, but
you, all you've got to do is copy and then it comes up the link, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the link is in there. Link is in the tweet.
Yeah, but what I think he means, does he mean if you go onto kentbusinessradio.co.uk, then there's no link there?
No, because he's been listening. Oh. He's been listening live. Let me try it again. He'll probably clarify this.
Yeah, clarify it.
It's me being stupid, but he said, I've been listening live online to the Business Bunker, but this week there's no link to tweet the link. So I've nipped off listening live to tweet you. I think he's saying that I didn't copy him in the shout out link.
Well, I'm sure he'll tell you, because we don't want to offend anyone, do we?
No. But the link to listen live is in all the tweets and Facebook posts and Instagram posts and LinkedIn posts that I've put out. It's bizradio.co.uk. And when you listen live, that takes you straight through to Syncport Radio. If you don't want to listen via Biz Radio, you can listen directly via Syncport Radio.
And it's also on Freeview, isn't it? Freeview channel.
It's on. You can watch it on. You can listen on your telly on Freeview 277. Yeah. And you can do that anywhere. If you want to listen on your wireless device, you have to be in the Weald of Kent Romney Marsh and East Sussex to pick it up there.
And Wayne is saying, I can't believe I let the music continue so long without checking online whether there was someone I was missing. Something I was missing, he says, but it's someone really, because it was us, wasn't it? We're just chatting to ourselves. I was going to just give a link for Lee's Castle because we went off on a tangent.
That's unlike you.
No, I know. So you can dress in your 1970s mod dresses. That's great. Boogie and moonlit fireworks. Adorable. It sounds wonderful. Tickets for the Leeds Castle concert are available. You can buy them online. Please go to the official Leeds Castle website. If you book early, you can get an early bird ticket, which is just £57. That sounds good. If you buy 10 or more tickets, you receive a 10% discount. And you can also select your preferred seat when booking seated tickets. So that's good. There's a little email, but you can go to leedscastleconcert.co.uk or leedscastle.co.uk. Make sure it's in the UK that you're on, because there might be one in America. And the email is inquiries@leedscastleconcert.co.uk. And there is a little landline. Remember them? So you can call to book online. And that's 0845 652 6262. So there you are, 0845 652 6262. I might take my mum actually and get a little party together. So do you take a picnic to that one? Or is,
you can.
That's great, isn't it? Because then you can have your own lovely delicacies.
Martin said, I've got a new phone, so I'm probably being thick. No, you're probably not, Martin. It's probably something I've made a mess of.
Well, yes, it could
be. You know, it's all very new. We'll all get back on track next week. If everybody just remembers that you now listen on bizradio.co.uk or on syncportradio.co.uk.
I don't know what Sarah Marsh is unpacking. She says she's unpacking. What is she unpacking?
I don't know, boxes, a lunchbox. Yeah,
she hasn't moved, has she?
No, of stuff from the half marathon.
Well, she wouldn't take much, just a pair of trainers.
Well, she'd probably sort of change of clothes and a towel.
Yeah, maybe. She could have been a bit whiffy after. And she might want a shower.
Yeah, she could have had a wash bag, and she may have got one of those metal blankets that you get at the end of...
Oh, the old foil.
Yeah, the old foil blanket. Mm. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm sure she'll tell us what she was unpacking.
She will. I just need to know a bit about format, because I don't know. Are we doing news, breaking at two?
No, we break at 2 o'clock.
We get a little comfort break, as we call it.
Yeah, no, see, it's people like you that make it all confused so that everybody doesn't know how to listen.
People like me.
16 years we've been doing this and she still doesn't know how the show works.
No.
We have a break at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I knew that, but sometimes we had the news on.
The news stopped a year ago.
Yeah. Just thought, as we're in a new studio, I'm glad. I don't want to hear the news.
No, well, I stopped.
I really don't. There's nothing nice.
I stopped doing the news because it was quite often out of date, and it wasn't very interesting.
Well, can I tell you this snippet? New husband, because of his job, he listens to BBC World Service, and, you know, very depressing. I go, why are you listening to this first thing in the morning in the shower? Because the news on BBC World Service is pretty heavy. So he's listening to female... I think it's Ghana has brought in female circumcision again, which is unbelievable for Ghana, which is a holiday destination. Yeah. So the stuff like that he's listening to at 6 a.m, I go, this is really not good for you. But what I did hear as I went in to tell him to turn it off was that America, you couldn't resist. America wanted Elon Musk, owner of Twitter, now called X. We prefer Twitter. We liked a little blue bird, much more friendly. They were taking Elon Musk to court to try and stop people like me talking about
free speech. Yep.
Vaccine injury.
Yeah,
and so he's been really good, I think. And he didn't turn up to court, it said. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen anything on the news about that, but it was on BBC World Service, and I haven't heard it or anything else.
Yeah. He's been tweeting about it himself. He's not very happy with them, and he's determined to fight it. Quite rightly, too.
Luckily, he's got money, but, you know, you kind of wonder, even if you have a lot of money, there are other people that if you're sort of, what do? They silence them. They make it very uncomfortable for them, don't they? Yeah. There are a lot of doctors that have lost their jobs, nurses. So, yeah, I hope he comes through. Mm-hmm. But what I'd really like is if he'd bring the blue bird back.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great publicity thing, wouldn't it? Because everybody hates X. I don't want to wake up to 58 black exes. I don't want to say ex me. So he could like really turn that around and say, hey, you know, everybody said, they love the blue bird. They miss it. Let's bring it back. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Sarah Marsh Collins has.
Say yes with a bit more.
No. I need to read you this before we go for the comfort break. That's not in the news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sarah Marsh Collins has said it was more than a monkey for the monkeys. Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin, and more to come from my FP and photographer friend. And she was actually collecting money on behalf of RSPCA official.
I told you that.
And she says, go team animal. She said, I stayed in London for 3 nights. That's why the unpacking.
Oh, 3 nights.
Yeah, my running buddy, from Devon couldn't get home to Devon. Because of the train strikes, so they stayed in London. So there you go.
Okay.
That answers all of our questions. Thank you, Sarah.
And she's put some amazing photos up. That looks so exhilarating.
Absolutely.
I think my daughter Sid is running in the Brighton Marathon very soon. Oh, there's Zeenat. I can see Zeenat there as well, cheering her on. That looks like a real gal. Oh, there's PR, Darren, Intune PR. She's got all her fans there, you know,
right,
in the photos. Great pictures, exhilarating. Yeah.
Cool.
And Sarah also says the seal track getting stuck is what prompted me too, Wayne. They're chatting to each other now. Yeah, they're not even listening to us.
Now they've found a place to listen. They've stopped listening and started talking to each other.
Yeah.
Cool.
I know the feeling.
What? Who said that?
I don't know. Some mouse in the studio.
Right. Okay. We're going to have a break. We're going to have a break in a moment.
And a Kit Kat.
Yeah. And when we come back, we're going to actually let our guests get a word in edgeways, which is going to be nice. We're going to hear from Keely Woolley. Keely is from metamorphosuccess.com. And we're going to be hearing from Keely in the second part of the show. But for a moment, let's have a quick comfort break. Make yourself a cup of tea, and then you've got 5 minutes before you can settle back down and listen to somebody really sensible.
Do a knees up.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
Does your business have great customer service? Are you creative?